arts news this week, an ABC series is up for an international Emmy, a kids' award. Alice Walker is here with the details. Hi, Alice.
Hello. Mustangs FC is one of the four finalists in the kids series section, up against programs from Germany, Canada and Brazil. The show was commissioned by ABC Me. It was produced by Matchbox Pictures and it follows a diverse all-girls soccer team. Here's some of the trailer.
I'm Marnie. This is Liv.
Hey.
You played soccer before?
No.
Half of these girls don't even know what a soccer ball looks like.
We just need to find more players.
It's Marnie's sister.
Not sisters. Ruby, I'm fast.
So am I.
What's with that one?
I'm a non-playing team member.
So intriguing.
So weird.
So you can probably guess, Jason, that there's more to these girls than meets the eye. And the show also goes into some pretty important and serious issues. There's a second season that's just been commissioned a few months ago, and it goes into bullying, body image, menstruation and mansplaining. So a lot of topics covered
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's also directed by Corrie Chen, who made Homecoming Queens, and she's a very exciting upcoming TV director thus far. And I love this show, Mustangs.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I watched it with someone younger who also loved it. Yeah.
Of course you did. Yeah. Mm. No, it is pretty exciting to see it up on the international stage. And it's not the only ABC program up for an award. David Stratton's Stories of Australian Cinema is up for an award for arts programming.
Mm.
Yeah, it's also very exciting. So the winners of the International Emmys will be announced in New York City on November 19, Jason.
Mm. Now, these aren't the only nominations being talked about this week. The Asia Pacific Screen Awards list has been revealed.
Yes, it has. And there's no less than five Australian films on the list for nominations. They'll be announced in Brisbane on November 29. So there's Gurumal, directed by Paul Damien Williams. That's been nominated for Best Documentary Feature Film, which is fantastic. Mm. Simon Baker's Breath has made the list for Best Original Score with a nomination for composer Harry Gregson-Williams. Mary Magdalene, directed by Garth Davis, has a couple of nominations for Best Original Score, and also American actress Rooney Mara is up for an award for the lead role.
Yeah.
And Ladies in Black has been recognised too, with director Bruce Beresford picking up a nomination. You had him on just a few weeks ago, I believe, Jason.
Yeah, curious. I mean, it's not his best work. I think he'd probably admit to that, but it's doing quite well at the box office. The Australian features have not really figured in the big categories here, which is a little disappointing, I guess. You know, they're not up for best feature. And
Besides
Gurumal, which was great and very moving documentary, which people have already seen on screens here, and hopefully we'll be getting a small screen release soon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, though, let's talk about this lawsuit against Netflix. I was really curious about this.
So this has come from Viacom, the parent company of brands like MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central and Paramount. They're suing Netflix for interfering with contracts, allegedly, and poaching people who are still bound to Viacom, namely a TV producer who Netflix announced they'd hired last week, despite the fact she was contracted to Viacom until 2020. So Viacom alleges Netflix induced her to break her contract, and they're not the only ones. Netflix is already facing a lawsuit from 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, who will soon be taken over by Disney, for taking two of its top executives. That case is pretty complex because the court has allowed Netflix to lodge counterclaims that Fox was bullying employees into so-called take-it-or-leave-it deals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on there among the screen powers that be, and these cases will probably have interesting implications for fixed-term employment contracts and the way the screen industry conducts business as well, perhaps.
Absolutely. Look, just finally and briefly, Roseanne ain't dead.
No, the actor isn't dead, Roseanne Barr, as she's pointed out on Twitter. She was fired by America's ABC network, after a racist tweet earlier this year. But Roseanne, the character in The Conners, which is the reboot of the 90s sitcom Roseanne, the character Roseanne is dead. So the first episode of that season has just aired. And just a heads up, this is a spoiler, so if you want to catch up, just tune out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But we now know that the fictional Roseanne has died from an opioid overdose, which is really interesting. It's interesting because it's a real-life issue at the moment. Opioid addiction killed 49,000 Americans last year, so this is a really big issue.
And there was that article that went viral, an obituary related to the issue that went viral this week on Twitter, didn't it?
Yeah, and Roseanne Barr has criticised the decision to kill her character off this way. She's not happy. She thinks that it's lent an unnecessary, grim and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show.
Okay. Well, thanks, Alice. That's Alice Walker with Arts News there.